Welcome to the table. This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets, where we break bread and everybody eats.
Chip, chip, chip.
My name is Brian Bracey. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Watson. What it is, Watts?
What's going on, my boy? How you doing today?
You know, I'm chilling.
Good to hear, good to hear.
Chilling like a villain.
Another day in the box.
Got my energy up.
We up, man. I just had a coffee. I ain't eat nothing all day. So you know what it is. We
straight
up.
Caffeine, straight to the bloodstream.
Straight caffeine. I also had a little milkshake smoothie. That was probably not the best idea, but we here.
We just got to get through this episode before you get to the toilet.
BGs, no.
So yeah, this episode, we're just going to jump right into the weekly picks, because if you listen to our previous episode, you already know our thoughts on a lot of things from last week and our Thursday night picks.
Facts.
So let's jump into our weekly picks.
Where we at with it first, my boy?
Game one, we got the Bears at Colts, and the Colts are 1-point favorites.
Bears at Colts. The Colts being favorite, I think that's probably more so a byproduct of being home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think the Colts are looking too good right now. I feel like they're dealing with a lot of injuries as well. I think Watson putting money on it. Bears plus 3.5.
That was quick.
Yes.
That was quick. I like it. That's a tough game because, like, both teams are bad. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to overthink it.
Yeah, you're right. Don't even overthink it. Just go with your gut. My gut says Bears plus 5.5. That's okay. What my gut's saying.
All right.
Bears All right. plus 5.5.
Slap it in.
Over under in that game is 44.5.
On the nose, 44.5.
44.5.
From my money, I don't see too much scoring. I'd probably bump that up to, what is it, 44?
44.5.
Bump it up to 47.5 and slap that under.
47.5 and the undie?
47.5. Let me see the undie, shorty.
Let me see the undies. I'm going with... Yo, I'm going crazy right now. All right. That's what we're doing. I'm going 35.5, and I'm taking the over.
Okay.
I lied. Run that back. We finally got to use a sound effect. Nah, I'm going, I'm just going to stick with 44.5, and I'm going to take the under. I'm not even going to tamper with that one too much. I think both teams score pretty low in that one. Don't want to put too much thought into it because I like to overthink, and I'm not overthinking. On to the next game.
We
got Giants at Browns, and the Browns are 7-point favorites.
What you got?
I'm looking at the fact that the Giants are awful. They're going to be on the road. The Browns' defense is really good. Deshaun Watson still ain't show me much, but it's better than what the Giants got. I'm going Browns minus 2.5.
I like it. I agree with you in the sense of Watson didn't really show me much, and so he still hasn't really given me much confidence in the Browns as a whole. Defense still looks solid. Giants stink, like we mentioned before.
Big stanky.
But with that being said, I don't completely trust the Browns yet. So I played with the alternate spready, and I went with the Giants plus 10.
Giants plus 10.
Yes, sir.
I like it. I can definitely see that.
You know, I don't see the Browns smacking them up because I just don't see the Browns doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Giants just don't give me no confidence.
Yeah.
So it's an ugly one.
I can see both teams not even scoring over 17. Like, it's just a slugfest, as they would say.
Slug it up.
Over-under in that game is 38.5. I'm dropping that thing down to... I'm lying. I'm bringing it up. I got to be smart about it. I just be getting mad aggressive. Just mad aggressive.
Just ready to go with
right.
His move.
I'm going 43.5, and I'm taking the under.
43.5 with the undie?
Yes, sir.
I like that. I'm kind of in a similar boat. I had 42.5 with the undie.
Uh-huh.
So We might be close on that one.
There was I think it was the Falcons Eagles game for us last week where I think I took the 42.5 in the over and you took 43.5 in the over and they ended up scoring 43.
So yeah. I just missed it.
Yeah, just league. Missed it.
They don't want to see me win.
They don't want to see me winning.
Look how they got that ton of vision.
Next game, we got your boys. We got the Eagles at the Saints.
Aye.
And the Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. I'll let you start.
Are they really?
Yeah, from what it was when I got this information yesterday.
I think it done changed on your boys.
Did it switch up?
Yeah. Let me take a quick look, because I could have sworn the Saints were the favy there. They're home. They just did what they did to the Cowgirls.
You ain't had to bring that up.
No. Well, with my money, I do see what the Saints is doing over there. I definitely notice it. And so, taking the fandom out of it, I don't see the Eagles secondary doing much to stop the Saints. And so, for my money, I would moneyline the Saints.
Moneyline the Saints?
I think they're going to win. Initial thoughts.
So, after checking out the spread, it looks like the Saints are the favorites for that game. If I read that correctly.
Yes.
2.5-point favorites in that game. You took the Saints money line. I'm going to go with, yo, I still don't believe in the Saints. Like, I feel like
I was there.
Yeah, like, I feel like the Cowboys just did Cowboys things, and I feel like the Eagles are going to figure it out. They're eventually going to figure it out because the Eagles always eventually figure it out.
I feel that. I mean, the last time we played the Saints, Jalen did beat them. They had a top 10 defense, and they just won a couple games, and it was all fun and games. And the Eagles beat them. So we can beat them. Just from what I've seen, man, that defense, our defense is going to be in shambles trying to keep up with those guys. We got to mix up our secondary. Like, I want Maddox off the field. Get him off. Take him off the field.
All right. With all that being said, I'm taking Eagles +5.5.
Okay.
I almost said Saints, but I was like, you know, I'm going with my gut, and that's what my gut tells me. My gut is telling me Eagles are going to cover at least 5.5.
So you're thinking it's going to be a close game potentially?
Yeah. I don't think the Saints are going to continue to just blow teams out.
You don't think they're the fourth best offensive team ever?
Exactly. I think eventually, like, something, it's going to, everything's not come crashing down, but just back to reality.
Where
back
it's like, to the right, means.
They're a good team, and they're going to beat teams, but then they're not going to be blowing teams out by 30 anymore.
Fingers crossed, man. Eagles, get it together in that secondary, please.
Yeah, after you bringing up the secondary and the defensive line, it's like, I mean, they might.
Bro, like, Kirk Cousins walked us down.
Yeah, that was, like, bad.
That was bad. That was really bad.
That was bad. I'm changing my pick.
He said in the midst of it.
I'm changing like I said, my
we
pick.
We couldn't stop the run, got no pressure, and then the secondary wasn't guarding much. And so that's a bad combo for a team that's hot right now.
I'm going in the complete opposite direction that I started. I'm going Saints -2. I think they cover.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have talked them into it.
I think the Saints cover. Over-under in that game is 48.5. I'm taking, yo, the Saints, bro, I'm going 42.5 in the over. Saints score 43 by themselves. No, I'm just kidding.
What was the over-under?
Over-under in that game is 48.5.
48.5. For my money, I bring that down to about 44.5 and hit the over.
44.5 in the over. I like it. What we got next? Oh, I feel like that gasp is you still thinking.
No, it's not me thinking. I'm just, like I said, the betting, I already put it in. But my fandom, throwing that hat on real quick, I'm nervous as all hell, man.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stare 1-2 in the face. I don't want to hear the rhetoric.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more worried about. Because honestly, we can go 1-2, look fine, and I would be fine. But the rhetoric would just annoy me.
Yeah.
So.
It's truly unfortunate. Being an Eagles fan, being a Cowboys fan, like, it's just, like,
they're lightning rod teams, and so they love to talk about us.
Yeah. Like, if I was a Panthers fan, they're going to be like, oh, you're a Panthers fan? Oh, that's cool.
know what I'm saying? The Lions are 0-2. Lions right. out here 1-1. They were Super Bowl favorites. Yeah.
Nobody
cares. No one cares. Baker came in and smacked them up real quick.
With my boy Rod God.
Rod God and Baker May.
All right, so next game we got Texans at Vikings. Texans are 3-point favorites.
The Texans at Vikings, 3-point favorite them. So like I mentioned in the prior pod, I do like the Vikings defense to at least potentially make it tough for CJ. Not to stop him, but just enough to make it tough. Mm-hmm. Keep the game close. But with that being said, I got Texans money line.
Texans money line.
I can chalk it up.
I can respect that. Yeah, I think I'm tailing that. I see the Texans winning that game. It could be close. The Vikings proved that they could beat the 49ers.
Right.
Nah, I'm not tailing that. I'm going Vikings. I'm going Vikings plus 3.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. Okay. I think they cover.
Mess around and win.
Yeah. Like, I think they can honestly win that game, especially after what they just did to the 49ers. I still don't think the Texans are as good as people make them out to be, where people are like, Texans are Super Bowl contenders. I'm like,
second best team in the league. Da, da,
yeah.
Da.
It's like, I don't think so. They squeaked a win out against Chicago, and Caleb Williams doesn't look great.
He looked awful.
Yeah. Like, he looks bad. And
he looked better in week 2, and he still looked awful.
Yeah, he's struggling, for sure.
Maybe we were right the first time.
Right. yeah, I don't think the Texans are that great, and I think the Vikings are just going to, like, continue to shock people, where it's like, yeah. Oh, the Vikings, that's an easy dub. It's Sam Darnold, and then Sam Darnold does some wild Sam Darnold things, like, just throw it up to Justin Jefferson and let him go get it.
I mean, the 2018 quarterback classes low-key doing their thing. You got Sam Darnold, you got Baker May, you got those other Josh Allen and Lamar. They're doing their thing, but Baker and Darnold to be doing their thing right now, that's big ups to them.
That was the year Josh Rosen came out too, right?
Yes. Trash. Young Rosenator.
Yeah.
Lamar was the last one taken.
That's gotta, like, imagine being Josh Rosen, like, watching NFL this year. He probably doesn't. Probably doesn't watch football.
I'm pretty sure he's done with football.
Yeah, he's like, football stupid.
He said, bro, I'm an accountant, man. These numbers, just right. I talk.
Right. over under for that game is 46.5. I'm going 41.5, and I'm taking the over.
I like it. For me, I got 51.5 with the under.
I like that. I kind of like that better than mine. But I'm sticking with it.
You said stick to the guns.
Sticking to the gut.
Said Watson can't be shooting 60% forever.
Right. Something's got to happen.
You're right. I'm about to shoot 70. No.
Yo, before the Eagles game, you was at 70%. Oh, my and then God. You,
lost
you got
both of them
wrong. Yeah, you got them both wrong.
Stinking Eagles.
Where are we at? Chargers at Steelers. Steelers are 2.5-point favorites.
The Chargers-Steelers, battle of the 2-0s. Mm-hmm. Both teams are 2-0. I don't think we had that on our bingo cards going into week 3.
Nah, not at all.
But good for both of them. Good for both of those franchises and fan bases. The Chargers are going to do what they're doing, but I think the Steelers are kind of equipped to deal with what the Chargers are trying to do. I think I trust the Steelers. I don't even want to say trust the Steelers offense, but I expect the Steelers offense to do more on the Chargers defense than I expect the Chargers offense to do on the Steelers defense.
Right.
So with that being said, I would moneyline the Steelers.
I like it. I am also moneyline the Steelers for everything you just said. I'm staying away from the points from this game just because I don't believe in either team, but both teams are good enough to win this game, if that makes sense. But the Steelers are at home. Is it still called Heinz Field? I feel like they changed the name of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's changed at this point. But
I think they win at home. Chargers aren't a bad team. Nice. It's just Steelers defense is legitimate.
Legit.
Over under in that game is 37. I'm going to let you go first because I got a little risky one going.
All right, so for me, I don't expect too much scoring to go down in this game. I don't think the Steelers' offense is that good. I think the Steelers' defense is very good. So I will alternate spready that thing. Told Shorty, bust it open. And I went with the undies. Let me see the undies, Shorty. 40.5.
40.5 in the under?
Undie, 40.5.
All right, so I think this is the game that I'm not being real safe here, but it's one of those games that I think you can make some money on. I'm alternate spreading that thing.
Spread it, Shorty.
Down to 35.5, and I'm taking the under.
Oh, risky, yeah. Bisky. I like it.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Let me hear it.
But I truly think neither one of these teams are going to be able to score. They're going to struggle to score. Obviously, they'll score points, but right. It's going to be a struggle, and it's going to be a real boring game to watch.
15-9 type junk.
Yeah, something ugly. Field goal game. Justin Fields might run one in. Like, Quentin Johnston is out here scoring touchdowns. I don't know what's going on.
I like
over
to see
there
it,
LA,
though.
But
I like to see
yeah,
it.
I don't see too many points in that. And I
like the rhetoric around that guy. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Go on a tangent. I didn't like the rhetoric around Johnston. It was too quick to write him off.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. And, like, last year the Chargers were just, like, it was a bad situation.
Yeah.
Is it Brandon Staley, the coach?
Yeah, and then this guy, why am I drawing a blank on the quarterback?
Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert messed up his hand, like, second play of the second game.
Yeah.
Like, throwing hand. And then he tried to battle through it for a couple weeks, and then eventually IR'd, and so it was just definitely a mess over there.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows over there?
It's
that might be one of those games where we're looking back and like, yeah, that we had no idea what we're talking about. Next game, we got Broncos at Bucks. Bucks are 7-point favorites.
The Broncos versus the Buckies. The Broncos 0-2, staring 0-3 in the face. The Bucks 2-0, staring 3-0 in the face. They sustained some injuries defensively, which in the long run could hinder them. But for this game, I got the Bucks. I got alternate spread of that thing, -4.
Bucks -4?
Yeah, sure.
I like that. I'm taking the Bucks -2.5. My first initial thought was -4.5. But I was like, eh, let's just be a little safer. I think the Bucks win this game pretty easily. But who knows? Maybe Baker Mayfield comes back down to earth and starts to look like old Baker.
We'll see.
Yeah, we don't
should
know.
Be interesting.
Or if, who knows? Bo Nix might actually show up. Who knows?
So I was just waiting for week 3 to light y'all up.
Right, right. He was just like, I was just waiting for y'all to write me off.
Yeah. So I live my life.
Or maybe he sees what happened to Bryce and he's just like, I got to play. I got to play for real.
Got to save my job today.
Organizations ain't playing around.
Not at all with all these millions and millions getting thrown around.
Over under in that game is 39.5.
All right, 39.5. For me, I don't see too much scoring in that game. So I alternate spready that thing, bumped it up to 45.5, and smacked the under.
I like that because I'm tailing that.
Hey.
I got 45.5 in the under. Like I said, I don't see too many points. I see the Bucks. They might put up some points, but the Broncos ain't putting up much, not with Mo Dix. Next game, we got Packers at Titans. Titans are 1.5-point favorites. I say that with a question mark because it's like, why?
Because what is it, Packers at?
Yeah, they're at the Titans, and granted, Malik Willis is starting.
And granted, Will Levis is starting.
Yeah, right.
So they got a bacon turnover and a half.
This one's tough.
Yeah. You start us off.
All right. So Malik Willis is coming back to his former team. He was drafted by the Titans and released by, or no, I think he got traded to Green Bay about like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This could very well be the Malik Willis revenge game, or this could be the Titans say, yeah, like we figured like, all right, nah, we shutting him down because we can't let him beat us. Titans are the favorites, but only by 1.5. I'm going Packers plus 4.5. Packers plus 4.5.
I like it. I like it. For me, similar in the sense of this game's just kind of weird. I didn't believe in Malik Willis. Still kind of don't, but offensively, LaFleur, I think, is smart enough to put a game plan together. I don't think he's the greatest game day coach, but game planning and the Monday through Saturday stuff, I think he's shown to be pretty good at that. I got the Packers plus 6.5.
Packers plus 6.5.
Yep.
I like that. Real safe.
Yeah.
Gotta like the safe.
I think they can win. But
yeah, I think so too. Honestly, a part of me wants to just say money line, but it's like,
thug it out.
Yeah, let's be a little safe here. Over under in that game is 37.5.
For me, I don't expect too much scoring in that game. So 37.5 is kind of low. I'd alternate spread that thing. Tell Shorty to hike it up for me. And I went with 43.5 with the undies. Let me see the undies.
43.5 in the undie.
Yeah, sure.
I got 42.5 in the under. Same thing. I don't see too many points being put up in this game. It's going to be ugly. Will Levis out here just trying to lose his career. He doesn't want to play.
He's like, I wonder what creative way he's going to turn the ball over this week.
He's like, I really want to work at Staples. Like, I really want to work there.
He's like, how can I outdo myself? I've done some real wonky stuff on this field already. Like, maybe I should do like a behind the back joint.
Like, I thought putting mayo in his coffee was enough.
Nope.
That was enough for us to judge him.
Nope.
And I was
he said, you guys thought I can quarterback?
Right.
Let me show you some clown car.
Clown car. next game, we got Panthers at Raiders, and the Raiders are 7-point favorites.
You said Panthers, Raiders?
Yep.
Yeah. Probably don't need to spend too much time on this one. Andy Dalton gives no confidence. Raiders probably riding the high, beating the Ravens on a comeback. These are the kind of games that Garner gets his hair lined up and the stash lined up and takes down a couple of Johns the day before and lights it up. So I got the Raiders minus 2.5.
Raiders minus 2.5.
Yep.
I got Raiders minus 3. So we're real close on that. Everything he just said, Panthers are terrible. Raiders are at home, I guess. Gardner Minshew is going to have one of his Minshew magic games and go off with Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers. And then I think that defensive line, Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins, they eat.
Yeah, they're definitely going to eat.
Yeah, I think they make
Crosby might kill somebody.
Yeah, I think Andy Dalton, they're going to be like, yeah, we got to put Bryce back in because Andy Dalton's dead. over under in that game is 38. That's pretty low. I like my life be like. I'm going with 33.5 in the over.
I like it because I wrote down 34.5 with the over.
A part of me wanted to say 34. But
so, I mean, we in the same boat.
I can see the Raiders putting up points and. Dang, now that I'm thinking about, are the Panthers going to put up points to make this happen? They might. I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes you sub in the backup quarterback and, like, things start to click a little bit. And it's just like, oh, see, we should have been starting Andy Dalton the whole time. I can see something goofy like that happening. Or just Gardner Minshew just dropping 40 or something crazy.
Drop 30 by his damn self.
Right. Running. Nah. next game, we got the Tua-less Dolphins versus the Seahawks, and the Seahawks are 6.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, the Dolphins with Tua didn't really inspire me this year so far anyways, and so to throw in the backup, I mean, he's been backing them up back there for a while now. Mm-hmm. Didn't he play in the playoff game 2 years ago? Looked awful. I don't really expect much to change for him, unfortunately. Seahawks are solid. Like, not like world beaters, but not a bunch of slouches. And so, for my money, I got the Seahawks money line.
Seahawks money line.
Just lock it in.
I think that's a safe bet. I got the Seahawks minus 3.5. I think they win. I think the Dolphins struggle offensively, which turns into a, and they've already been struggling defensively.
Right.
So I think Geno might eat. DK might eat. I'm not sure if Kenneth Walker's back this week.
He's questionable when I seen.
Yeah, but like Zach Charbonnet, he's good enough.
Yeah.
So like even if Kenneth Walker does come back, they can split carries.
And Jigbo went crazy this past week.
Did he?
Yeah, he had like 11 receptions, 100 some yards.
In Jigba. Yeah. Oh, nah, you're right. And Jigba was going crazy.
Ohio State.
Right. I don't know why CRU. I was thinking of, what's his name, the tight end for the Browns, Njoku. When you said that, I was like, really, he did? But then Njigba. Smith Njigba. Makes sense. Over under in that game is 40 deuce. 42.
40, eh? For me, I was going to spread that thing. Brought it down to 36.5 and slapped the over.
Mm. 36.5 in the over.
Yeah, sure.
I got 47.5 in the under.
The undies.
Probably for the exact same reasons you said, but just in reverse, where you're like, well, like, let's bring it down, and I'm sure they're going to score some points. Where I'm like, let's bring it up because they're not going to score that much points.
Right, right.
But I can see them scoring points. I could see that game coming down to being like 47 points total, and I still get the dub just because right. I got that half.
Right, right.
Need
that little cushion.
Vegas
be playing with you.
Next game, we got Lions at Cardinals. Lions are 3-point favorites.
What you got?
I'm looking at... Yo, I like the Cardinals.
Me too.
I like not the even Cardinals.
Gonna lie. Not even going to lie.
Honestly, call me crazy.
You going to do it?
I'm taking Cardinals money line.
Hey.
That's what my gut is telling me. I think Kyler's back.
What was the spread again?
Spread is 3.
Cardinals.
Lions are favored.
Lions are favored.
Yeah. So that money line will pay out some bread.
Nah, for sure.
If it hits.
Nah, for sure. Nah, I like the Cardinals as well. I like the boldness of the call as well. I had Cardinals plus 6.5. Similar to what you said, I think Kyler's back. I see minor shootout potential, even though we said the same thing about the Bucks and Lions, and that wasn't a shootout.
Yeah.
And so, but with that being said, I think the Cardinals, they've scored 20-plus both weeks.
Yep.
And so I said I'm doing the same, putting up numbers. Lions should put up numbers as well. But I think the Cardinals have a chance to win it. So that money line, I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Lions, though, this year they kind of came in, like you said, like week one, I remember saying, like, oh, this is going to be a shootout with them and the Rams. Wasn't a shootout. Week two, oh, them and the Bucks going to be a shootout. Wasn't a shootout. Maybe the Lions are one of those teams. Like, I brought it up in the last episode where, like, sometimes organizations are just bad. And, like, bad things just happen to them. And the Detroit Lions might be that. Like, it might be they had this 1 year, and now it's like, let's get back down to reality. Are an average team.
Might have had a chance and blew it kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And even I hear it.
Dan Campbell said after the game, I believe, either to the media or to the players, but I remember him saying, like, we're probably not going to get another chance at this. Which is a wild thing to say, but it's also true. Because most
teams. That's how football works.
Yeah, like most teams, you get that far, it's like, yo, this is your one chance. Like, you got to figure it out. Unless you got a Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady kind of guy. If you don't have that, and Jared Goff is not that. Jared Goff ain't bad, but that right. ain't him.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe the Lions is back to reality.
I feel like they potentially have enough talent over there to compensate for what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I do get it, though, because it's different from being the hunter and the hunted. And so going into the season, everyone's hearing, oh, Lions are a lot of people's NFC Super Bowl pick.
Yep.
So teams are looking at them like, the Lions? Like,
right.
Get out of here with that. And so we go in there expecting high power offense and shootouts, and maybe the Lions just aren't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that could very well be it. Next game, we got 49ers at Rams, and the 49ers are 7-point favorites.
Did we do the over under the under?
Oh, you're right. My bad. Rewind that. we got 51.5 for the Lions-Cardinals game, over under.
So 51.5 seems like a lot. I think they want you to think shootout as well. So my mind said, screw that, Vegas, and went with 55.5 and the undie.
55.5 and the undie. I like it because a part of me wants to go like 45 in the over just to be a little safer. But you're right. Like after what we just said, every game I thought the Lions was going to be a shootout and it's just not happening. Yeah, I'm going just to be a little safer. I'm going 56.5 in the under. 56.5 in the under. I feel comfortable with that.
I hear that.
Next game. 49ers at Rams. 49ers are 7-point favorites.
The Niners, tough Lossington to the old Vikings, to their old backup, Sam Darnold. That had to be amazing for them. Niners are, they're fine, though. I mean, they lost Debo. It's definitely not ideal. And I think Brock Purdy's like 0-3 or 1-3 without Debo, something like that. Mm-hmm. So should be interesting to see how that pans out. But they got enough weapons over there. Their run game's still running. Kittle still kittling. Ayuk, you would assume, is going to eventually get it in shape and get it in gear.
Right.
The Rams, I've already put the panic button on them. It's looking kind of dark over there. So for my money, I got the Niners minus 3.5.
49ers minus 3.5.
Yep.
I got 49ers money line. I know it's not going to pay out much, but like you said, Brock has a really bad record without Debo, and that scares me. I think Debo is like his safety blanket. You need a play made, you get the ball to Debo. And the 49ers didn't look great against the Vikings last week. But then again, the Rams are missing their entire team.
Yeah.
They looked bad without their players, without their offensive line. 4 or 5 guys were out.
Both receivers
were out. Matt Stafford's out there. He just wants to be a dad at this point.
Just hoping and praying.
Right, hoping to get traded or something. Yeah, I got 49ers money line in that one, just to be safe. Over-under in that game is 45.5. I like 41. Nah, I'm lying. I like 48.5 in the under.
48 in the undies?
Yes, sir.
I hear that. I got 39.5 in the over.
I like that. But apart from me, I'd be scared. But that's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't know. I don't see a lot of points being put up just because of the amount of guys that are out.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's why I feel like 39 is definitely a lot. But I feel like the Niners could potentially do a lot of that heavy lifting themselves.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to see. Next game, we have Ravens at Cowboys. And the Ravens are 1-point favorites.
Hey, who's home?
Cowboys.
Hey.
I'm actually going to be at that game.
Hey, would you look at that?
Yeah, I'm flying out tomorrow night, taking a tour of the Star, which is the Cowboys practice facility and corporate office, and then taking a tour of Dallas Stadium.
Fire.
And then Sunday, seeing the game.
That is what's up, man. I mean, fandom at its maximum right there.
Yeah.
It's always dope to be at your homegrown stadium.
Right.
Like, I've been to the Eagles Stadium once. That was some years ago. It happened to be the snow game where Shady went for 2, whatever.
That's dope.
That was dope, but it's cold. Been a while. Cold, it was cold. It wasn't even any snow in the forecast. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that happened to me. My very first NFL game was a Patriots-Titans game because we live in Massachusetts, and my brother, Ken, was a Titans fan.
Mm-hmm.
We went out there. It was like in October. Wasn't supposed to snow, nothing like that. Bro, it was raining, then started hailing, and then started snowing. And that was a game that the Patriots beat the Titans like 50-0. So, yeah, I was at that game.
It's like, let's go home.
It was awful. My brother's sitting there in Titans gear. At the beginning of the game, people were just heckling him. And after a while, they're like, I'm sorry, man. Like, this is bad. I feel bad.
This
like,
is awful.
Yeah, it was bad. But, yeah, back to the game. Ravens are 1-point favorites on the road at Dallas. I'll start you off.
Let me hear it. What you got?
I'm going Cowboys minus 2.5.
Hey.
Why do I do this to myself?
Hey.
I'm going Cowboys minus 2.5. I think they win this game. I think after this week, I think the media is going to destroy the Ravens.
Mm.
Even though I don't think it's really their fault. I think Dallas plays really well at home. I think last week was an outlier of how bad they played. I think the Saints can beat them. I don't think the Cowboys are a great team. I think they're a good team. I've said that before. But I think Dallas is, they got a bad taste in their mouth. They're going to be like, yeah, we gotta blow these dudes out. Like, we're at home. We don't lose at home. They didn't lose at home for 2 years. So, yeah, I'm taking Cowboys -2.5. That will be a good payout if it hits. So, yeah, tell me if you want some money or to be broke. It's up to you.
I hear that. My thought process going into this game, the Ravens can't go 0-3.
Right.
They can't, because similar to what you said, the media is ready to burn them at the stake. And so I think the Ravens go into this game with a point to prove. Got the Ravens -1.5.
-1.5.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Should be a good game, though. I'm definitely interested on how that one shakes out.
Watch the Cowboys win by like one.
Break my heart. Break both of our hearts.
Right. We got, the over-under. Over-under in that game is 48. I'm taking the under. 48 in the under. Not even going to mess with it.
I hear that.
I don't see too many points being put up by the Ravens. I don't see too many points being put up by the Cowboys. 48 in the under.
I hear that. I wrote down 43.5 in the over.
We can both win on that one.
Yep. I need it.
Next game, we got Chiefs at Falcons. Chiefs are 4.5-point favorites.
Chiefs and Falcons. So like I mentioned before, the Falcons season may be rejuvenated, reborn. Unfortunately, though, they're dealing with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a tough out, especially when you throw in the benefit of the whistle.
Word.
I mean, like, just to touch on the play that everyone's complaining about, the DB got there early.
Yeah.
He got there early.
It was pass interference.
It was honestly pass interference.
It's just a crazy stat when you look back, and it's like, I think Patrick Mahomes has thrown 17 interceptions since like 2018 that have been called back for that. Penalties. Like,
I've seen that.
That is kind of absurd.
It's absurd, but then also you got to think like game circumstance, for example, yeah. Like if he got an obvious penalty, like an offsides, for example, or right. He's seen
that is true.
There's a pass interference going on over there. So he's like purposely throwing the ball over there so they could see it.
And I honestly could see Patrick Mahomes doing that.
Being like, that damn
it's just
cerebral.
Like, oh, we got a free play, throw it up. Or like, all right, I got nothing, so I'm going to throw a back shoulder to this dude running a streak down the field because I know he's going to have to come back to the ball.
Yep.
And then.
Yep. Safety comes screeching.
Right.
He picks it off, but the DB got the pass interference. Yeah. So, nah, I definitely think he does stuff like that, which cerebral bastard. But, nah, for me, my money line the Chiefs.
Chiefs money line. Can't go wrong with a money line on the Chiefs.
Can't.
That much.
Till proven otherwise.
Over under in that game is 47.
What was your?
Oh, I didn't pick, did I?
I don't believe so.
I wrote it down, so I thought I did.
Nice.
I took the Falcons +7.5.
Hey.
I think the Chiefs can win this game, but the Chiefs aren't like blowing teams out.
Facts.
They like to keep things close.
Play to their competition.
Right. And it's in Atlanta. I think Kirk Cousins is starting to get that confidence back with his Achilles. Do I think the Falcons have a chance to win this game? I guess. But I think they keep it close enough that +7.5 is safe.
I hear that.
Over under in that game is 47, like I said. I like the under. I'm going 53.5 and I'm going under. That's what I like.
Word. We're on the same page on that one because I got 53.5 with the undie. Let me see the undie, shorty.
Great minds. All right. I believe there's two Monday night games, which
yes.
I don't enjoy. Don't like it because you can't watch both at the same time.
Facts.
But we got, for the first one, Jaguars at Bills.
Jaguar.
Bills are 6-point favorites at home.
So the Bills, 2-0 out here doing their thing. Josh Allen and the boys. Who are they going against again? My bad.
Jaguars.
I just wanted to say it again. Nah, the Jaguars don't give me no form of confidence at all right now. Mm-hmm. The Bills don't give me, like, great team vibes, but they give me good team vibes. And, like, team, like, not even
right.
They're more like the sum of their parts kind of thing. And so, for me and my money, I got Bills minus 2.5.
Bills minus 2.5.
Yeah.
So, originally, I did write Bills 2.5, minus 2.5, but I switched things up, which I told myself not to do, but I can do it for one game, right? I can overthink one game. I'm going Bills minus 9.5.
Hey.
I think, like you said, I have no faith in the Jags. I think the Bills have a really good team. Like, good chemistry going on. They're at home. The Jags don't want to go up to Buffalo. Bills Mafia is going crazy. I think Trevor Lawrence throws multiple picks. Josh Allen takes over. And, you know, quarterback Josh Allen, he got to have a beef with defensive end Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I'm pretty sure defensive Josh Allen, like, dominated him the last time they played with a bunch of sacks. I was
about to say that. Last time they played, the Jags were in a similar situation, kind of down bad. Mm-hmm. People were talking junk about him. Bills were riding high.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen literally took over the game.
Yeah. Black Josh Allen.
Holy smokes. I might have to change my pick. I completely forgot about that. History loves to repeat itself.
That is very true. But what I think is about to happen is White Josh Allen is not going to have it that
gets his lick
on Sunday. Yeah, he's getting his lick back.
You seen that Black Josh Allen added his...
We're really calling him Black and White Josh Allen.
How do we differentiate him? But the Jags Josh Allen, he added his middle name to like his name now so he can somewhat be just like something Hines or...
Yeah, I did see that.
Josh Hines Allen.
Yeah, it's got to suck like being... the second guy. Because it's like Josh Allen, Black Josh Allen, is a great player.
Yeah.
But it's like, how are you going to market yourself if there's White Josh Allen?
Who's a quarterback
and happens to be the second best quarterback in the NFL.
You're asked out of luck, bro.
So you got to change your name.
So like literally when he went crazy against Josh Allen, he was buzzing for like 2 weeks.
Right.
And then that was kind of it for him.
Dang, he had to like, he went off and was like, that's my name.
Yeah, I'm the real Josh Allen.
Right. Say my name. Over under in that game is 46.5. I like 49.5 in the under. I don't think the Jags can score points. Like I don't think they know how.
I hear that. I alternate spread that thing, told Troy to jack it up. I went with 51.5. Let me see the undies.
51.5 in the undies. All right, last game of the week. We got Commanders at Bengals. Bengals are 7.5-point favorites at home.
Interesting. Like I mentioned before, I think the Bengals might be the best 0-2 team. I see the Bengals putting up some points. Jaden Daniels showed me a little more last week. Week two, was actually throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. Wasn't to McLaurin, which is unfortunate. He's on my fantasy team, but in general, he looked good throwing the ball. He took one hit. That was one of them hits where it's mm-hmm. like, we told you about them hits, my boy. But all in all, I think he did a good job of protecting the ball and protecting himself. So with that being said, I got the Commanders plus 11.5.
Commanders plus 11.5.
Yeah.
When you said Commanders, I was like, where's he going with this? but 11.5, yeah, I can respect that. I'm taking Bengals minus 6.5. I think they win by a touchdown. I think the Bengals, like you said, are the best 0-2 team. I think they're a good team. I think they just, it was like luck. Bad luck both two games. Which will get you thinking like, oh, maybe they're not that good looking at the record. But if you watch them play, they are good teams. Even against the Patriots, they have that drop by Mike Gesicki that the NFL ruled should have been a catch. They had multiple fumbles in the red zone. And it's like, if you fix those minor plays, you blow the Patriots out and it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the Bengals win that game by at least a tutty.
I hear that. That's what I was thinking as well. That's why I was thinking maybe... Tutty in a field goal. That's why I jacked it up to 11.
Yeah.
but
see. Over under in that game is 47.5. I'm going. I like 39.5 in the over. Dropping that thing down real low.
I hear that. What's the over under? 47.5?
47.5.
For me, I tell Shorty, turn around, jack that thing up for me. Alternate spread that thing. And I went with 53.5 in the undie.
53.5 in the under. Honestly, I like yours better than I like mine. But I can't switch. I can't be a sucker. I can't be a sucker, so I'm sticking it out.
I hear you.
Pause. I don't even know if that needs to be paused, but I'm pausing that.
Hey.
All right, so before we get out of here, let's wrap this thing up with a Sunday spreads parlay. So we're looking at both hosts. We pick one game that we feel is a lock, and we both pick one player prop that we feel is a lock, which gives you a four-leg parlay and parlay pies.
Parlay pies.
I'll start you off with my game, and then you can give me your game, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I like the Bucks -2.5. Okay. I think the Bucks beat the brakes off the Broncos, but just to be safe, bring it down to 2.5, just to be a little safer. I think they win by at least a field goal. So Bucks -2.5. What game you got?
My lock, Raiders -5.5.
Raiders -5.
I know in the pick'ems, I went with 2.5, but I can see the Raiders packing these boys up real easy.
Mm.
So -5.5, I think you can slam that and not even worry about it.
I like it. My player prop for this Sunday spreads parlay, them parlay pies.
Parlay pies.
Josh Jacobs, 75.5 yards in the over. I think the Packers, their way to winning is they have to give the ball to Josh Jacobs. They have to run the ball. They can't put pressure on Malik Willis. I'm sure the nerves from Malik Willis are going to be riding high, going back to Tennessee, trying to get a dub there. I'm sure he feels like he was done dirty. But at the end of the day, they have to give the ball to Josh Jacobs. And it's looking like he's a bit unstoppable, except for that one fumble he had going into the end zone. But he's racking up yards. So, yeah, that's my player prop. Josh Jacobs, 75.5 in the over. What player prop are you looking at?
I hear that. For me, I mentioned it in the last pod. If y'all were paying attention, like I know y'all were, I like the Jamar Chase anytime touchdown. I would be surprised if he doesn't score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Commandos secondary is god-awful at this moment. Like, they literally got one guy, what's the dude's name? I forgot his name, but he's not bad. But other than that one dude.
Right. He can't be that good if you don't remember his name.
Yeah, other than him, like, their secondary is just awful. And so I think Chase gets a tutty.
Is it Saint Juiced?
Saint Juiced is not that bad. He's like a deep, like a slot corner slash safety.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that bad. Like, yeah. I've seen him make enough plays to...
He's long and rangy.
Yeah, balls. Yeah. And so it's like, he's a slot corner slash outside corner slash safety. Like, he's just a DB. And so, but yeah, it's just him out there. And so he can only guard so much. Jamar Chase, Teddy.
So, yeah, the Sunday spreads parlay and parlay pies is looking like Bucks -2.5, Raiders -5.5, Josh Jacobs 75.5 yards over, and Jamar Chase anytime tutty.
Lock it in. That one sounds like a good one, man.
Everybody eats. I mean, last week we thought it sounded real good, too.
It did.
But
it did.
This is the week.
But now
three.
We have more information.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? As
exactly.
The weeks go on, we gather more information. The opinions get more solidified.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all start making money. We start making money. Parlay pass.
Everybody eats.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody eats. Especially with, what you batting at right now? 66%?
You know what I'm saying? It's up,
something
bro. I'm looking
crazy.
Like an all-star big man right now. You know
like
what I'm
an
saying?
All-star big man.
She was 67% in the paint.
Last week, Mr. hit 20 out of 30, which is 66%. I hit 17 out of 30, which is 56%. For the year, Watson's at 63% and I am at 51%.
Hey, man, all in all, we up.
Yeah, we trying to keep it over 50%. That's, you keep it over 50%, you're winning bread.
Facts.
You're winning bread. Unless you put it all on a parlay, obviously you're going to lose. But they say, professional bettors do say, try to stay away from the parlays, but we love our parlay
pods. That's why I'm not a professional.
Right. Exactly.
I'm leaning towards degenerate.
Here's our disclaimer. We are not professionals. This is for entertainment, so please bet responsibly.
Please, because if you've seen my history right now, I'm losing money by the tens of dollars.
By the tens.
It's bad.
By the ones over here.
By the tens. They're trying to get me, and then they hit me with the no sweat, same game parlay. So now I'm about to bet that too. Like, that's how they get you.
Yeah, them no sweats.
I got $20 on the Jets Patriots game for no reason. Like, why?
Just because it's just football season.
It's football season and I got a no sweat.
It's football season, Sunday here, spreads.
Take my $10. Exactly.
Yeah, that's just what we do. Everybody got to eat, whether everybody it's ramen or steak. We don't know.
You know?
But everybody going to eat.
Lock in, my people.
All right, man. We'll catch you next time.
Always a pleasure, my boy.
Yes, sir. Till
next time, my people. Love y'all.